Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. U.S. Marshals have arrested a woman in West Philadelphia who was wanted in connection with the death of an infant in Camden. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
A four-month-old baby was found inside of a trash bag in a bassinet at a home on Lakeshore Drive in Camden on May 19th. The Camden County Prosecutor's Office says the baby was being cared for by 43-year-old Ebony Gee, who allegedly sent threatening texts to a witness the day the baby was found. Rob Clark with the U.S. Marshals says Gee was taken into custody near 54th and Webster in West Philly on Monday.
The surveillance team spotted individuals going in and out of the house. We had a relation to the house. And shortly after noon, we got the house surrounded.
Prosecutors say Gee began caring for the baby in April and that she denied the witness access to the baby's room until the body was found. Gee is facing desecration of human remains and witness tampering charges. Authorities say due to the condition of the body, the medical examiner was unable to determine a cause or manner of death.
Anyone with more information is asked to contact the Camden County Prosecutor's Office. SEPTA says tougher enforcement of quality of life offenses is helping the transit agency hold the line on more serious crime. KYW's Mike Donato reports.
The latest crime stats on the first half of the year from SEPTA show the rate of most serious crimes, including murder, rape, and aggravated assault, holding steady after a sharp drop last year. SEPTA Police Chief Chuck Lawson says one big reason is the increased enforcement of lower-level crimes, including smoking and vape evasion. In the first half of this year, SEPTA Police issued nearly 4,400 citations for fare jumpers. That's 74% more citations than the first 6 months of 2024.
You can certainly correlate our level of enforcement with the level of serious crime in the system. And when we're enforcing at a high rate, serious crime tends to stay pretty low.
As it prepares to cut service amid a budget crisis, fare evasion costs SEPTA an estimated $30 to $50 million a year.
Lawson says SEPTA is using targeted enforcement blitzes to deploy more officers to fare evasion hotspots. Several dangerous individuals are now off the streets of Philadelphia, thanks to members of Pennsylvania Attorney General David Sunday's Philadelphia Gun Violence Task Force. KYW's Dominic Devitt reports.
The AG's office says seven convicted felons were arrested this month in various parts of the city. They were in possession of firearms, including some that were allegedly involved in recent violent crimes. The suspects were on parole, probation, or bail conditions, or were carrying firearms without a license. Among those arrested, 30-year-old Nyfis Saunders. Officials say he was found with a loaded Glock handgun with an unreadable serial number, as well as in possession of oxycodone pills. Saunders, who was on parole, was prohibited from possessing firearms due to parole conditions and a conviction for shooting and critically injuring an off-duty corrections officer in 2010. 20-year-old Eskia Tisdale was also among those arrested. He was wanted in connection with a shooting of individuals filming a music video in North Philadelphia back in February. He was located at a home along North 6th Street where a loaded handgun with an extended magazine was found.
Along with the Philadelphia Police Department, the Office of Attorney General was assisted by Pennsylvania Department of Corrections and Philadelphia Juvenile Probation. Police in Delaware County say what started as an assault at a gas station ended with the bat-wielding suspect treating the holding cell as his personal restroom. KYW's Justin Noodle has the story.
Prospect Park Police Chief David Madonna says it was just last week when a belligerent Brian Taylor walked into a Marathon gas station on Chester Pike and assaulted a man with a bat.
The victim stated he had no idea who the person was, why he was swinging a bat at him. He was just sitting there minding his own business and he was assaulted.
Madonna says they immediately went on the hunt for Taylor.
Although he lived in close proximity to the mini mart, he drove his vehicle there, and as a result of that, we were able to identify him through license plate reader technology.
He says when they got to Taylor's house to arrest him, they found the bat he used to assault the random man at the gas station.
As we brought him back to the station here, he did defecate. There was a toilet for him to use. He just chose not to use it.
He says they had to hire professionals to clean what turned into a hazmat situation that comes just a few months after a woman in Prospect Park defecated on a car in a road rage incident.
Did I pair the two together? Not initially. However, it is a concern. People do some pretty horrible things when they're at their lowest. That's what we've been experiencing lately.
Taylor is facing aggravated assault, simple assault, and institutional vandalism, among other charges. Artificial intelligence gets a lot of press about being a job killer, but with the promise of investments of tens of billions of dollars coming to Pennsylvania, tech and investment leaders are focusing on the potential positives of the new technology. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Meller has more.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says with top-level universities and readily available energy, $90 billion in tech and AI investments coming to Pennsylvania.
We're at the crossroads. These investments and the issues we'll discuss are today are of enormous consequence to Pennsylvania, but they're also critical to the future of our nation.
There are concerns about massive data centers, especially the energy demands to run them, and U.S. AI czar David Sacks says the common narrative right now that AI is a job killer is misleading. He says at the rise of the automotive industry, it was easy to see horse and buggy retailers going out of business, but not the future industries.
But what you don't see, you're going to get this new technology, you're going to see this explosion in the number of cars, and that's going to lead to McDonald's because you're going to have drive-through windows, and it's going to lead to Holiday Inn because you've got an interstate highway system, car culture and American graffiti, and NASCAR and F1.
Governor Josh Shapiro says government needs to help with the inevitable disruptions, but he adds the efficiencies and opportunities AI present can outweigh them. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.